From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A sewage spill in the Olita River over the weekend is drawing renewed attention to Miami-Dade County's dirty waterways. Jenny Stiletovich has this report.
More than 500,000 gallons of raw sewage has so far leaked out from a crack that's less than 2 square inches in size. Folks who have been watching water conditions deteriorate over the years say the break in the 55-year-old pipe is just another sign that more needs to be done to protect Miami-Dade's waterways.
It makes me want to cry.
Irila Bagay is chairwoman of the Biscayne Bay Task Force. County staff told the task force last month that more than a dozen major waterways have failed to meet federal limits for E. coli. The canals dump into Biscayne Bay. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says pollution is now threatening to trigger a regime shift in the bay. That means clear water and seagrass being replaced by murky green water and algae. A grand jury also issued a damning report last week calling for action.
At this point, and, you know, I hate to sound alarmist, but Biscayne Bay should be in a state of emergency, in my opinion.
Water and Sewer Department spokeswoman Jennifer Messimer-Scold said workers are putting a bypass fix in place. The department can't turn off the 48-inch line because it would cause sewage overflows and disrupt service to Sunny Isles Beach, Golden Beach, and parts of North Miami Beach.
The goal is for it to be contained and the bypass in operation by Thursday night.
Design work to replace the aging pipe was scheduled to begin next year as part of a 2013 court-mandated overhaul of the sewer system. Messimer-Scold says a new pipe would then be installed over the next 2 years. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
The Homestead Detention Center for Unaccompanied Immigrant Children is expected to begin accepting kids again as early as October or November, even though it officially shut down less than 2 weeks ago. That's according to sources close to the operation who spoke to Miami Herald reporters. Earlier this month, the remaining few hundred children at the detention center were abruptly relocated. We'll be covering this story in depth later on today. Meanwhile, please check out WLRN.org for details. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.